I hereby introduce to you Mr. Michael Veazey.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Amazing FBA. Just a very quick episode today. I wasn't going to do any podcasting for a few days, but just had an experience myself as an Amazon consumer that I thought was really, really important for me to learn from as an Amazon seller of goods. And these things are really, really interesting. Psychology really, really fascinates me, and I think it should fascinate you, or at least it should. There are different parts of the Amazon business, right? And some people are great at suppliers and supply chains, and most of us aren't. I'm learning from experience, but getting better and better at that. But psychology works in all sorts of different situations. I think for me, the two situations where I'm most comfortable and probably most fluent with and most fascinated by are negotiation, which is very, very important with suppliers, and the whole situation around that, and then selling and marketing and how what makes consumers buy and what makes consumers attracted to you, etc. Now, we've talked recently about message to market match. And in other words, if I'm looking for a red dog bowl and you show me red dog bowl, I'm just going to click on it and buy it, or at least I'm much more likely to. So you get much better conversions and less price resistance if you exactly give what people are looking for. And that rabbit hole, folks, goes really, really deep. Do not ignore the power of that single concept. Do not underestimate message to market match. It can be the basis for an incredible business without doing clever stuff down the line. Now, the other thing we talked about is know, like, and trust, okay? Now, very interesting how I just had an experience. I've just got my trusty brother printer here that I'm going to print some music off, because I'm still doing a little bit of music work because I love it, and it's a very important passion and hobby for me, which is one reason why today I can do some work on my Amazon business and then neglect it for the rest of the day, and Amazon will sell stuff for me day in, day out whilst I'm off doing my music, which I'm passionate about. So that's a fantastic reason for me personally why I love having an online business and an e-commerce business specifically with Amazon. Now, what I wanted to do is quickly solve a problem. I didn't even know I had a problem. I got my printer on. I'm just about to photocopy some music, and the printer says toner cartridge needs changing. Replace toner cartridge. So I turn it off. I fiddle around. I turn it on again, and it says replace toner cartridge. So I'm like, oh, I really don't want to deal with this, but I'm going to have to actually bite the bullet and not be lazy about this and actually order a toner cartridge. So notice, number one, I'm reacting to a problem. I'm not sitting there planning this carefully like a business purchase. It's kind of a consumer purchase because I don't get through lots of photocopying. I'm not a print shop owner. I'm a musician who does a bit of photocopying when needed, right? So it's a consumer purchase, not a business one. I don't plan it. I don't want to know about it. I don't even want to do it. I just feel necessity, right? So I'm motivated by urgency, and that's often the case, right? And it can be true of things as mundane as a printer cartridge, or it can be true of something like, oh my God, I haven't bought my wife a birthday present. She is going to kill me. I better get on Amazon and see if I can do Amazon Prime now or something, right? And if you're a man, you're nodding right now, yeah? Because you've all been there. Don't BS me that you haven't. Thank you. So notice that urgency is often one of the drivers why people shop on Amazon. If I wanted it today, but I was prepared to waste time, I would get myself down to Ryman's down the road, and I know exactly where I'd buy the exact thing I need. But A, it would be more expensive, and B, it's not even about that. I'm just so busy. I've got so many opportunities that I want to pursue with various different Amazon businesses and things around those, and I'm excited, and I cannot be asked to waste my time, right? Which brings me to the second point. Very interesting. It was so quick and so intuitive that I almost missed the mental processes that I went through in being a buyer, because I went onto my Amazon app on my phone, right? Bear in mind, phone's probably going to be a quicker sort of process because I haven't had to get my laptop out and open it up and fire it up. So you're going to be working possibly more intuitively with mobiles. Now, that is a guess. I don't know if that's borne out by statistics or not, but it's certainly a hypothesis worth exploring, right? Now, what happened next is very interesting, because I went on Amazon, I typed in the name of my printer and toner cartridge, which is what I was after. What I got is a list of things, and I probably scrolled down about four, and I almost didn't catch what's going on in my head. The first product was, I think, £9, and it looked like it was a compatible cartridge. For some reason, I scrolled on past that, and I got to about the fourth or fifth one, and it sort of said, yeah, buy me. And it was such an intuitive process, I had to slow it down to analyze, what, hang on, why am I about to buy this without even thinking about it? Because number one, I'm not in a price comparing mood. Number two, it was way cheaper than I was expecting. I was expecting £45-£50 for a Brother actual cartridge, and it was offering £9, £15, whatever. So my price resistance was way down, because I was expecting to have to pay £60, and I was prepared to just pay that and move on. Right now, the fact that it was lower than I was expecting made it even more of a no-brainer. I wasn't going to sit there price comparing to the sake of saving a few quid and wasting my time, right? Because I'm valuing my time. And I think that's true for a lot of price insensitive shoppers on Amazon as well. And then I guess what won the buy for me from this particular buyer instead of this particular seller, rather, instead of the other person, was the fact that they offered a two pack, and I think it said the words brother printer or something in the top line. So I would say, for me, if I had to reverse engineer that very quick and intuitive process as a, my buying process, it would be number one, that it was a two pack rather than the one pack. So the power of bundling is very real, folks. And the pricing of the two pack compared to the top ranked response that I got on my search results was £9 for a one pack. So therefore, pricing against that makes it seem value. And also, I'm fed up with running out of this stuff. And that's true for a lot of stuff. If you sell something renewable, and the toner cartridge is renewable, but over a period of a month, you know, not a month, but like 6 months, a year, 2 years, whatever, depending how much you use it. So I think I can't be bothered to be in this situation again in 6 months' time. Let me get two of them, right? So that's the other reason bundling is powerful. The other thing was that they had the exact thing that I was searching for. And bear in mind, this isn't about the Amazon algorithm. I mean, there's a reason why the algorithm says, if I'm looking for brother printer cartridge, that the most relevant seeming results come up first, right? So that's why the algorithm will give you your ranking love if it's got a good message to market match. In other words, if it responds to particular keywords that people like me type in as a shopper. But the other thing is the conversion percentage is just better, because the psychology of me looking at this listing and it says exactly what I'm wanting to see as opposed to almost what I want to see is the other thing that helped push me over the edge, right? And I had to really slow down, and I wouldn't even have thought about it for a second if I weren't a person who was spending his life trying to persuade other people to buy stuff on Amazon, even though that's me. As a shopper, I was just being my normal impatient self and just shopping, and it goes so fast. These things are so intuitive. So what swung it for me? I think it's the price relative to the other things, the bundling value, and the exact match. The other little element, which I think is very interesting, I believe the top rated product had something like, I don't know, 39 reviews, and it had like 4.5 stars. It's just that little moment of imperfection, whereas the one I bought from Wood had 16, 5 stars. Now, if I'm objective about it, I would sit down and calculate, and I'm pretty comfortable with numbers, and I trust numbers, and I would calculate, okay, 39 stars, and I would look into the listing, and I would compare them. And by the way, some people will do this exact thing, right? So there is not one way of shopping on Amazon, right? But what's really important is to notice that we think so analytically, we get caught up in so many numbers as Amazon sellers. And, you know, the reality is, yes, we need to do our homework. We need to do the research, but we need to do the homework in order to prepare the sale to a person who is not thinking analytically. So we've got to do all that work. We've got to do our analysis and logical thinking, and we've got to think logically. And here's the counterintuitive bit. We've got to think logically about psychology of the irrational. So we're thinking rationally as sellers about the irrational buying behavior of most people on Amazon, which includes me, even though I teach this stuff and I sell this stuff, which is just goes to show how powerful our intuition and our emotions are when it drives real life action, right? Which is the secret behind sales. Most decisions are made at the best at a semi-conscious level. The most conscious decision people make that's dead easy for them to do is price. So if you are, your only selling point is price difference for the same exact thing, you're pretty much going to be screwed as a seller, because it's very easy for the other person, the competitor, to lower their price, and then you lower your price, and before you know it, you're selling at a loss just to keep market share, or you keep your price and your market share drifts and you go down page one to the bottom page two, and you get like 3 sales a week instead of 3 sales a day, or 50 sales a week instead of 50 a day, whatever the difference is for you and your product, right? So really profound experience for me, because I caught myself, my selling brain just caught the lightning fast intuitive actions of my buying brain, if you like. And they just could not be more different. Now-